Bartlesville head boys basketball coach Tommy DeSalm is with us at the conclusion of the 2024-25 season. And coach, I guess my first question to you, from the beginning to the end, seemed like you guys got a lot better. I know the wins didn't come at the end when you probably had a chance to have three or four more, just didn't quite get over the hump there. Just overall thoughts on the progression of this year's team from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, we did get a lot better. You know, so much is in this game is in any sport is wins and losses. But I kind of knew going in this year, it's not going to be about that. It's going to be about just the slow progress of a really young team that hadn't had a lot of success. But I was proud of them. I told the guys after the last, that's a real tough situation to be thrown into at Owosso. And we were really intimidated that night. But I told them at the end of that night I was real proud of them just on their toughness for them to stick with it where it's real easy for them to – it could have been real easy for any of them just to quit, especially those youngins. But they got better. And I think it's – we've been behind almost all season. I mean, from when we really started at the end of May for that 1 month and the end of May through the end of June – that kind of gave me an eye opener. And then, I always felt like we were about 6 months, 7 months behind all year. And then we started catching up, at the end of the season. I mean, we were getting better at things and we could actually start working on basketball team things. It's still a work in progress. The only way any of this will change, like we're doing some individual meetings, starting today with the returning kids. The only way it gets better is it's just an incredible commitment from each player. If you're going to make this commitment to play this sport, you've got to have a competitive desire to be good at it. And it can't be just an activity and then I just move on to the next activity. It can't be that way. It's got to be, if basketball is my thing, I've got to really put in the time and the effort and have a competitive desire to really want to get better at it. And the only way us as a team will get better is each individual has to get better and has to have that commitment to want to get better. There's a lot of schools, Evan, and you know them too, that hey, they have great athletes that come from other sports and they'll be a piece and they'll help you. But the core group of every team is the guys that is their main sport. Well, we have to share a lot, in Bartlesville. But we do have a core group of basketball kids, especially – The kids that are going to be seniors,
Yep. Yeah, just the juniors right now that are going to be seniors. I mean, the commitment they got to make is at a program, at a high school program or a college program, I think you're only as good as what your seniors are going to bring to the table, leadership-wise, how hard they're going to play. And that's something we really need. And then – there is no sophomores, so maybe there is a sophomore that pops up that comes back and can be a junior for us. But this freshman class that's going to be sophomores, I think this is a huge, huge summer, huge off season for them, because the one thing, even as tough as it was this year, the one thing a whole bunch of those freshmen got to do is get a ton of varsity time. And can we get past, hey, I'm having to play up, and now say I'm a varsity basketball player, and how can I improve? Off season gets pretty selfish in a lot of ways, in a good way. Like, you've got to be selfish in your own workout routine, and we'll put together things for them. But it's individually we have to get better at a lot of things for us to keep moving forward. Like I thought we did at the end of the year, where we got to be competitive. You got to be competitive first in games before you can win. We got close there at a couple of opportunities, three or four times there in the last six games. But you hope that these kids take a couple weeks off. That's what we're doing. And they get a kind of a reset in the mind. And then they look back on what an opportunity they had this year. And that's what it was for a lot of kids. The kids that shouldn't have been playing varsity basketball, they got the opportunity too. And you hope some of that intimidation of playing older, bigger guys, we start to lose that, and then you hope natural
law and order here takes over a little bit of our kids grow, get bigger, stronger. I mean, those freshmen, a lot of stuff happens between a freshman and your junior year. You hope these freshmen keep growing up, and you hope these juniors to be seniors really make the commitment that it takes, because I think that's a big deal with our program here is learning how to build a program. We're still at the foundation part of it, just putting some cement down. And you hope that everything we went through this year will turn into a positive, because now we have something. Hey, this is what it's about. We all are in this together. This is how we've got to get better. I can talk to them, or us as coaches can talk to them individually, but the things they need to get better at, whether that's strength or specific basketball things. But now we have a starting point. And that's a great opportunity for us.
You touched on it just a little bit in that last answer, but the next few weeks to a couple months, I guess, really once from now until the summer, what does that kind of look like?
Yeah, lots of individual work within the team. I mean, you can't just break them down. You know, I like to do things in 4-person groups. We'll probably have somewhere around 10 or 12. To a few more in there, so it'll be good. We'll get a mindset going. Won't be anything different than I've done over the years, but there's a specific idea of what we're trying to get done. And I'm a believer in charting things throughout the off season, whether it's the next 2 months or all the way through summer, whether it's shooting or whatever we're doing, it's going to be charted, and where they have a evaluation of what they're doing every day, and they can see if they're getting better at those things. And we need to keep playing. This team got better because we played more. We need to play more. We need to play more 2-on-2, 3-on-3, 4-on-4. Our skills, individual skills, we've got to work on, but we've also got to continue to get better at really competing and playing, because that's the way the game is. So it's a progress, and I'm just hoping that now, like at the end, from after Christmas on, we started taking steps, and I'm hoping we keep taking those steps and they'll get a little bit bigger. You know, instead of just inch by inch, maybe we can get a yard out of it, and that's kind of the progress. But I'm excited about the opportunity. I'm excited about where we can go, but it's a team deal. I mean, those kids have to really commit to the process of what's it going to take for me to become better at my craft.
What about you personally? This was new to you. You had to put staff together. High school kids are different. How you deal with them, parents, building a program. I'm sure at the high school level is a lot different than at the junior college level. How do you feel like you adjusted to that? And what do you feel like you can do to take some steps?
Yeah, it's so many things are the same, but then there's so many things are absolutely different. You know, the college level, you can, if you had a tough year or whatever, you can go get new players. Whether that's right or wrong, that's kind of the way of the world. Here, I do like it. You know, you can see growth more at this level, whether it's just naturally a ninth grader is a lot younger than a college sophomore, but you can see growth. And you see those light bulb moments a lot more at the high school level. And to me, that's what coaching is. You know, I don't know what the future is going to hold going forward. I just know I enjoy the coaching aspect of it. I'll enjoy our individual meetings today just to see what the kids' response is going to be back. If you're not trying to get better as a coach, it doesn't matter what level you are. You know, there's a lot of things, like I said, a lot of things are very similar. And I think some of that, you know, probably rubs some people the wrong way on how I do things. But I don't think you change a lot of that on your day-to-day things, on how you build a team. Those things are, to me, are the same whatever level you're on. It may be different to a lot of people, and it catches people off guard, but it's a process of those things. I think the biggest thing for me is just continuing building these relationships with these young kids, and how much they're at the infancy stage of their experience of athletics, you know. And so I've got to keep that in mind all the time,
of how can I help each individual get better, you know, to put them in the best possible chance of success. And that's your job. It doesn't matter what level it is. You're trying to help each individual, and then you're trying to help your team, put your team in the best situation possible. But I think you can add developing an edge of competitiveness is what we've got to get. And I'm a very competitive person. The people that have success with me at any level are competitive people. The ones that aren't competitive, they weed themselves out. And that's not ever going to change. But I think you can help kids along the way through structure, through daily things, on how to learn to be competitive. Now, at the end, it's going to be up to them. You know, the choices they make, the decisions they make, how much work are they going to put in. Doesn't mean you can't do other sports. Doesn't mean you don't have – I mean, we're not sitting here trying to take away all their time. I'm not anywhere about that. But when you have the opportunity to work on basketball, when we have our time together, what are you going to put into it? Because how much you put in is what you're going to get out of it. And I do think we have talent here. It's just young, you know. And so, but sooner or later, that's a weak excuse. And I didn't want to use it at all this whole year. You know, just it is what it is. So let's go to work. And the more competitive people we can find, the more guys that really like to work, there is when it'll turn. I don't know when that's going to be. It's just you got five guys on the floor. If three of them are extremely competitive, the other two will follow. If you've got 15 on your team, it's a game of numbers. If you've got eight that bring it every day, I'm not talking about they don't have to be talented. They don't have to be. They just got to want to work. If you've got eight out of your 15 that want to work, the other seven have to come around. So it's just getting those numbers right. And once we do that as a program, then some really good things are going to happen.